המויכר זה המקיר מוקם חבר בישיבה. Somebody that's makir runs in somebody else's place in the yeshiva. Shpam says, Ze hamakir mokim chaver b'yeshiva. She yedeya loyma ze mokim pleini. Ze mokim pleini. Toyin lo makir mokim chaveroi rogulu liyeshiv tamit shom. Just means if you're a person that sits in shul and you know to say this is Reuven's seat, this is Shimon's seat, you will, for how long you deserve to get all these riches. Ikad yamri sam seyam rabloza. Ze hamakabo penei chaver b'yeshiva. You're makabel, you act nice to your friend, you give him shamalechim, you makabel him nicely, you accept him nicely, your friend. My lemechasa atik yoimin, what does it mean for covering of an atik yoimin of an old thing? It means zeha mechasa dvorim, somebody that holds back the words, you mechasa, you cover up your words, shekisa atik yoimin, that was covered up from old age already. Oman ninu, what does that mean? Sisrei Torah. The Sisrei Torah, the hidden things in the Torah, that's not something to teach over stam to anybody. That's only for special people. Rashi Atik Yoimim, Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tirseh V'Atik Yoimim Yosef. Sisrei Torah, Maaser Makova was doing in the Shemayim, exactly the Maaser Makova, how Hashem lives up there, with all the Kechovim, or Maaser Breshis, or Perushoi, Shel Shem. And understanding what it means, the Shem of Hashem. Kedil Shiv, that the Pasuk says, Ze Shimi Leilam. La'olam, we say la'olam means it's hidden. That Hashem's name nobody knows. It's really what Hashem is, we don't know. It's not this chokhmah of Sisrei Torah is not given over to anybody. Only to special people that their hearts are worried about Hashem. If you uncover the system, if you know it and uncover the people that don't deserve it, it's not right. Shoyim mechusim mitchila, the yatik yomim gilin, the nosin reshus legloisin, hamisha megaloisin, zoicha lama Hashem aposik zeh. Hey, so whoever was zoicha to understand the Sisrei Torah, he was such a big tzaddik, he deserves to have all this riches that was in Rome. Vika the army, some say, zeha megalet dvorim shekisa atik yomim. Oman Ninu, what does that mean? Time of Torah, the time of the Torah. Not the Sisrei Torah, but the reasons of the Torah. No, we don't understand the reasons of the Torah. That's also something that Kodesh Baruch Hu understands, and we don't understand the time of Torah. But somebody at Zoycha to understand the time of Torah, he's such a big tzaddik, he deserves to have all this money. Omer Rav Kana, Mishum Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. My Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say in Tehillim? Lamanat Seyach Mizmo LeDavid. Lamanat Seyach, Rashi means Loshen Mafil. He's doing it. He's giving over this ability to win. That's what Lam Natsech means. Lam Natsech means I'm giving over the ability to be a Menatsech, to be somebody that could win. Mizmo David. That means Zamru, he sung Lemi Shenoitzchenoisei, to the one that saved him. The one that was Menatsech, that won over him. What does that mean? V'somach b'ni, he was happy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's song, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't happy when somebody won over Hashem. What does that mean? Urei, and let's see, that Shloi Kimidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the boss of Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the same Midas the way we do. That means boss of Adam, a regular person, Menatchin Oisai V'yotzit. If somebody beats you, so the person that was that lost feels bad, V'yotzit, you feel bad, you feel sorrow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Noitchin Oisai V'sameach. Somebody could win over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayoyim alashmidam, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Lulei Moshe b'chiro yom ad peres lefonim. And not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu stood and davened to Hashem, Hashem would have like wiped out Klal Yisrael. So Hashem wanted to, but because of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like gave in. So really, Moshe won over Hashem. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was besimcha. That's the thing, Lamanasech Mizmo LeDavid. That even when somebody won over Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah helped, the Vipoyel Hashem was still happy. Rashi, Lulimashbam, Lulim Moshe Bechirov, Alma Koribe Bechirov. Still the Pasuk says that Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu Bechirov, his chosen person, his chosen one. Mishum Diyayim Beperes Lefonov, or Midabashabeach Be Mashma Somachu Bekach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishabeach, praising Moshe Rabbeinu, even though this was the time now that Moshe Rabbeinu won over Hashem. Hashem wanted to wipe us out, and Moshe's tefillahs helped. Still, Hashem called him Bechiroin, so Hashem was still happy. Omer Rav Kana, Mishum Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yosi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya,
My dichsiv was the pasuk in the Cheskel say, v'yidei odom mitachas kanfeihim. That is, the hands are under them. V'yidei odom mitachas kanfeihim. Underneath their wings. Yidei ksiv. What yodai ksiv. Ze yodai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goes on the yad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. It's yodai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheprusa tachas kanfei achayis. That spread out under the kanfei, under the wings of the chayis. Kedei lekabo bali tshuva. In order to mekabel a bal tshuva, miyad midas adin, mifnei midas adin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is always stretched out, that if somebody does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel you. Even though the midas adin says not to be mekabel him, midas adin says you did a chet, you deserve to get a punishment, but if you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel you. Rashbam mifnei midas adin, she mekatreges, they're mekatre, they say bad things about you. V'yer meres loy tekabelim. They're there to prosecute you and say, don't accept, don't be accepted. V'hu mekablam b'seisah, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekablam b'al tshuva. That's the posik of, v'yidei odem mitachas kanfayim. Omri Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol kesev v'zov sheboilam. All the silver and the gold in the whole world, Yosef loktu. When the Mitzrayim came to buy the food from Yosef, all the silver and gold was given over to Yosef. V'evi'il o'mitzrayim. Yosef brought it all to the Mitzrayim. Shenemar Pasuk says, Ve'yilkut Yosef es kol ha'kesev ha'nimtza. All the silver that was found was given to Yosef. Ein li'yela sheberetz Mitzrayim. Only maybe only the silver that was in Mitzrayim. Sheberetz Kenan v'shara rotz minayin. How do we know even the silver that was from all the other rest of the world, the other nations, the other parts of the world? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'oretz boyo Mitzrayim. So the whole world came to Mitzrayim. So everybody's silver and gold was given over to Mitzrayim. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Helui Mohim, they took with them all the kesev zov in the whole world. They took it with them. It's pretty a shreya avodah to carry it. Shenem and Apostle says, Vayenatzlu es Mitzrayim. They took them broke. They took them empty. Rabasi Yoma Asom Kemitzuda Zu Shein Bo Dogen. Dogen. They made it like a mitzud, like a net that you put out to capture. Usually you put some bait in, so you put some dogen, some wheat inside it. So they didn't even have any wheat left. That's how empty they emptied out Mitzrayim. So there was nothing left in Mitzrayim. All the silver, gold, Mitzrayim, the Eden took out with them. We have Yishmael Oyma Kimitzula Shein Bodogim. It means like a net that there was no fish inside it. Also another Lashon, say it was like empty. So Shbam says, Kavi Mitzuda Gassin and Dogin. So Derek Litin Dogin and Mitzuda. She had personal of the oil. You spread it in front of them to capture the birds. You put a bait of wheat. Kishain Bodogim. But dogin. Right. For Shem Badogin. Vayamunach, and it was there with the Yidden, Ad Rechovim. Up until Vayamunach Ad Rechovim. That's where all this gold, that's how much it was. Ad Rechovim, that's how much, that's the place. Or maybe the missile left was there until Rechovim. No, Boaz Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. No, Yivayamunach Ad Rechovim was there until Rechovim. Now Boaz Shishak Melech Mitzrayim for Notlum Rechovim. He took it away from Rechovim. Shenam the Pasuk says, "Vayhi Barshona Chamishis." The Melech Rechovim, Ola Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Ayushlayim, Vayikach Esloitzvayz Beis Hashem. There's a Pasuk in Melachim that later the Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, he took away the Kesef Zov from the Melech Yisrael. Now Zorach, the king of Kush, came, but not Lomi Shishak, took away all the money from Shishak. Bo Asa came, but not Lomi Zorach, took away from Zorach. Melakush. The Shigrel had Rimon. Ben Tarimon. Now, Asa came and sent it Tadrimon Ben Tarimon. Bo Bnei Amon, but not Lom. Bnei Amon now took away the money. Mayadrimon from Adrimon Ben Tarimon. Then Sancheriv came and took away all the money of the whole world from Ochas. His Chizkiyo had it until the times of Tzidkiyo. Bar Kashdiyim v'notlu mitzidkiyo. Bar Pasiyim v'notlu mikashdiyim. Bar Yevonim v'notlu mipasoyim. Bo Roimim, finally the Romans came, v'notlu miyad Yevonim. The Romans took away from the Greek. The Adaya Munach Baroimi. That was the original Gemara here, that all this money is still in Roim. That's how you had so many palaces full of every story, had enough money to maize and to feed the whole world. It was all really the money that started out in Mitzrayim, that went to Eden, went to all these people. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Sholosh Matmunius Hitmin Yosef Mitzrayim. Three things Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. Achas Nizgala L'Korach, one Korach found. V'yachas Nizgala L'yan Toninis, Ben Asuruyim, he found it. V'yachas Yenuzla Tzadikim L'Asalovay, and one was hidden for Tzadikim L'Asalovay. Bestand these Matmunim means riches. Three different riches Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. So one Korach found, one Antoninus found, and one is still hidden for the Tzadikim. Oisher Shomer Lebol of L'Riosay, Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Zu Ashara Shal Korach. That's going on the riches, the richness of Korach. That Oisher Shomer Lebol of. The richness is watched for the Bailim. L'Riosay is sometimes to do bad with it. That Korach did bad with his rich, with his money. Shenem Apostle says, "Bez Kol Yakum Hashem Raglayim." Omer Reb Loza Zemamoynoi Shal Odom Shemamidu Araglav. That because of his money that Korach had, that's why he did the chet. His gaiva was too much of a bagaivanik, that's why he did the chet. Rashi Jazar Asher Shal Korach Sheaderoi Mamoynoi Nizgoya. Since Korach was so rich, had so much money, he became a bagaivanik. Hordi V'nitrod Menoylem. Because of that, he fought. He made a machlokes Keneged Moshe, and he was killed. Omer Reb Levi. Maso, how much did it weigh? Sholosh meyas paradois levonoi soyu mavteichos beis gnovov shokerich. You know how rich Kerich was, he had much like that. He just to carry the keys that to all his warehouses, he had to have 300 mules carry them. And special ones, levona, special white mules he needed. He needed 300 special white mules to carry all his keys that he had, to open up all his big warehouses. That's how rich Kerich was. That was one third of the riches that Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. Maseches Beis Gnovov Shokerich. The kula yaklidi klipi de galdi. They're all made out of galdi, made out of a tin, out of leather. The choshev keys. Trashim mafteches the gildi, mafteches the gildi, meretzufim shalor. The after that, that's the word. They weren't made out of metal. They're made out of metal. You can understand you need a mule to carry it, but it's made out of a piece of leather. Well, how much weight do you have of leather? Still, he had so much leather piled up mild high that he needed different mules to carry them. Still, even though they didn't weigh too much, your mom was very light. Only a leather keys, still he needed 300 mules. Om Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Om Rav Yenisim. Oidecho ki anisoni. I want to praise Hashem because you listen to me. Om Adovid. Even Moasu Aboyin, that's what David Mel said, Oma David. Even Moasu Aboyinim Hoysla Roish Pino, Oma Yishai. His father said, Mesa Hashem Hoysa Zois, Omru Ochov. Zeha Yemosa Hashem Oma Shmuel. On Hashem Moshia no Omru Ochiv. On Hashem Aslicha no Oma David. Borcha Bob Hashem Hashem Oma Yishai. Rechnuchem Ibeis Hashem Oma Shmuel. Kel Hashem Uyolonu Omru Kulon. Isluchad Bavoisim Oma Shmuel. Kehli Yatov Yadeko Am David. Elokei Ramamecho Am Kulan. You all said together. So Hashem what? Evan Maso Aboinim Zed David Shoyet Soye BeOchiv Roye. He was the younger one. Niflois Bieinav Loshin Rabim Amru Echav. All the brothers together said it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Rashbam and we just more before it said that Korach's keys weighed Sholosh Meyos. So Hashem says Lav Dafka V'chein Kol Sholosh Meyos Shabashas. Whenever it says 300 in the Gemara, that always means Lav Dafka. So in other words, it doesn't really mean he had 300 mules carrying all his keys. It also, the Mashor said that in the Gemara before, that said that there were 365 Shvakim and 365 palaces. Everything it said there was 365. And he says the Pshat is, because that's the Yemei Sachama. There were 365 days according to the days of the sun. And the Goyim, the sun is always the way the Goyim count the year. Hey, the Yidden, the Jews, go boss of the Levona, boss of the moon. Mashenkin, the Goyim, they go boss of the sun. Therefore, when it talks about Gashmis of the Goyim, it says the Lashon of 365. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, card number base, the last Gemara number Aleph, last two dots here. Tanan Hosom learned someplace else, Gemara and Sukkah, that Mokim Shinogul.